Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Bowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Tyler Pearson and Kevin Stitzworth about this year's hashtag Healthy Knoxville initiative.
The hashtag Healthy Knoxville campaign is starting up here in the new year. First of all, tell us about this initiative, what's all taking place here.
Kevin Stitzworth and I got to talking about different wellness focuses in our community, and I serve on a couple different committees from the school stands, from the community stands. I know that the hospital has a wellness group and the city has a wellness focus and the chamber has a wellness focus, and we're just having some brainstorming around, why are we all doing this on islands? Why can't we do this together? So we started in January to come up with a community-wide focus, and we landed on the name hashtag Healthy Knoxville, and we're just trying to come up with a monthly challenge for people to kind of rally behind and have a common focus with.
All right, well, I understand that you're coming out with calendars here every month, a variety of different activities I understand that people can take part in. You know, what are some of the examples of what you're going to have people do?
Yeah, so for this month, you know, we've got different activities, and the challenge this month is basically if you do like 15 activities and then mark them off and then take a picture and then tag the Knoxville Hospital in your picture, and then you're eligible for prizes. And so like some of those activities include cutting out sugary drinks or food, eating 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables, giving up social media for an entire day or longer, paying it forward to other people. So it really touches on just holistic person. So, you know, we just want people to live healthier lifestyle physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, financially. So I think there's something for everyone that just really wants to start improving, and what better time to do it than in January.
Let's kind of talk about how people can get involved in this if this is something that they're wanting to do.
Yeah, so if you just go to the Knoxville Hospital website, it's located under News and Events, and it's hashtag Healthy Knoxville. We also have it on our Facebook pages. The hospital's done it. I know the chamber and city and schools are sharing it as well. So it's easy to find if you're looking for it.
And it's really just if you find that calendar, print it off, mark off the 15 events you want to do, because if you miss one or you're not interested in one, just find the next one. And at the end of the month, take a picture of you and your calendar and the 15 marked off, and then you'll be eligible for prizes.
Yeah. Some people have thought that you need to take a picture every day, and that's not the case. If you want to, that's great, and if that encourages other people to participate, then so be it. But really, we just encourage people to take a picture at the end, and then you're eligible for prizes. And this month, we're going to draw for two winners that will win each a $25 gift certificate to Raymaker screen printing. So some cool incentives for sure.
Other communities in Marion County have expressed interest in potentially participating in this. So, I mean, really, you know, anyone can participate, right?
Yeah, this is definitely open to more than just Knoxville. We started with Knoxville as a landing spot at first, but just because we saw the need. We saw a lot of businesses doing this on islands, like I said earlier. But if we can do this as a community-wide focus and a county-wide focus or a statewide focus, it's all just promoting health and wellness for everybody. So anybody's welcome to participate.
All right, well, and here we are doing this interview on January 5th, but I understand, based on the calendar, we've already kind of gotten this thing started, so this is something that people can, you know, jump right into, right?
Absolutely, and, you know, just because there's an activity on a certain day doesn't mean that you should have to do it on that day. So, if you just do 15 of those activities throughout the month, then you're eligible and you're living healthier. And, you know, I like to call this refrigerator magnet challenge. This is something that's printable. Put it up on your family refrigerator. The whole family can get involved. Put it in your activity center at home, at your desk. Get your coworkers involved. Maybe challenge other businesses. This is meant to be fun. And, you know, if anything, we're all just going to get healthier, better. And, you know, a healthier community is just going to make for, you know, healthier people.
So then if people are, you know, looking to get involved or want more information about this, tell folks how they're able to do so.
They can go to our website, the hospital's website. They can go to any of the partners' social media websites. And again, those are the Knoxville Wellness Coalition, the Knoxville Community School District, the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce in the city of Knoxville, or the hospital. Or they can just email info@knoxvillehospital.org.
All right. Anything else you want to touch on that we haven't gone over here yet about this?
No, just encourage everybody to participate. Like Kevin said, this could be a whole family initiative. It could be an individual initiative. It could be a business initiative. Just a way to get people involved with each other and have a common focus for 2021.
Thanks to Tyler Pearson and Kevin Stitzworth for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.